السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يقول الله جل وعلا في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أعاذنا الله وإياكم منها أجمعين. أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the ninth chapter of the Holy Quran, Surah At-Tawbah, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ اثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ. He tells us, verily, the number of months in the sight of Allah are 12. We are in the year 2021 according to the Gregorian calendar. And we know that it is ultimately an arbitrary date. Yet we live in a society and in a world based on this system that measures time based on the Gregorian calendar. So even though there is not much of a difference, if any, between December 31st, 2020 and January 1st, 2021, we do live in a world that collectively acknowledges this shift from one year into the next. So for most of us, that shift, that change, is still built into our consciousness even if ultimately it's an arbitrary number. Now, I would like to start by mentioning that there is nothing wrong Islamically with acknowledging the function of the Gregorian calendar. The lunar calendar also has its function as a measurement of time, specifically for us as Muslims, measuring the rituals and rites of worship, such as Ramadan and the Hilal moon marking the new months, for Hajj, for payment of zakat, for the Eids, and other ritual actions. But there's nothing wrong in acknowledging the function of the Gregorian calendar while simultaneously using the lunar calendar for keeping track of our rituals. Likewise, there's nothing Islamically wrong, nothing haram, about wishing someone a Happy New Year, because that is not celebrating by any standard of the English language, nor does it express pleasure with something that is explicitly religious in nature. It is simply wishing someone a Happy New Year according to a very arbitrary measure in the culture. To say, as some might suggest, that it's haram to say Happy New Year is the equivalent of saying it's haram to say to someone, have a good weekend. As if somehow the weekend is recognizing the Sabbath and recognizing Sunday as the day of rest. It's a cultural practice and it's absolutely fine. What I want to reflect on today is not wishing Happy New Year or anything of that nature, but rather the issue of resolutions. 2020, in hindsight, upon entering this new year of 2021, many people look back to the year prior and remember its ups and downs, its major events, and its challenges. And they look forward to new beginnings in the new year. Undoubtedly, 2020 has been for most people a time of great upheaval, of great change, of great disruption to the norm. And this change was not something expected. For many people, 2020 has only meant an increase in social distancing, wearing masks when they go into shops, and getting to know the joys of Zoom meetings. But for many others, 2020 has meant the death of loved ones. It has meant the loss of loved ones. It has meant the loss of health, the loss of jobs. And for many, it has meant the loss of psychological and emotional and even spiritual health. Many people have entered 2021 in the very same condition they were in 2020, dealing with these struggles and with no sign of relief. And for them and for us, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them and us well-being, serenity, and strength in these trying times. As we look forward to 2021, a lot of us think about New Year's resolutions. And whether we like it or not, because we are a product of our societies, many of us make resolutions in the new year. And we think about what we're going to do to move forward in this new year. Now, many people get excited about the new year and making plans. They're going to lose weight. They're going to get in shape. They're going to build new habits. They're going to create good habits. They're going to do this, X, Y, and Z. And they come into the new year with a lot of excitement. However, according to a number of studies, 92% of people who make New Year's resolutions drop them within the first month. And this means that only 8% of people who make New Year's resolutions actually carry out those resolutions. And it's one thing to make a resolution to lose weight or to get in shape or to learn a new skill. But what about breaking the supreme resolution? What is the supreme resolution? The most important resolution. The supreme resolution for us is living a life of purpose. It is to be as an abd, a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that treads the wide and beautiful luminous path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a life committed to excellence, a life committed to service, a life committed to living for the sake of Allah and pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the supreme resolution. What does Allah say about that supreme resolution? He calls it the Ahd, the covenant that we have between us and our Lord. And Allah says about it that it is His covenant, the Ahd of Allah. And He says, بَلَى مَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ وَاتَّقَى فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. He tells us that there's no path to being a pious person without committing to that supreme resolution. He says, rather, those who fulfill their resolution, their covenant with Allah, and have taqwa, verily Allah loves those who have taqwa, the muttaqeen. And he describes the believers as people who keep their supreme resolution. He says, الَّذِينَ يُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَنْقُضُونَ الْمِيثَاقِ. Those believers are those who fulfill the ahd, the covenant, the resolution, and they do not break that covenant. And he tells us that this resolution, this covenant we have, will be questioned on the Day of Judgment. Allah will ask every individual among us about our supreme resolution and whether we kept it. He says, وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. Fulfill your covenant, for verily the covenant will be questioned. This covenant is the supreme resolution that we must commit to. So when you worship Allah Ta'ala, when you pray to Allah Ta'ala, when you call upon Allah Ta'ala, when you remember Allah Ta'ala, you are fulfilling the supreme resolution. Likewise, when you adopt the beautiful character qualities of our Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your dealings with other people, you are fulfilling the supreme resolution. And when you pray your five daily prayers on time, you're fulfilling the supreme resolution. When you strive to pray on time, when you strive to understand what you're saying to your Lord in salat, and when you strive to have presence of heart in the prayer, that is fulfilling the supreme resolution. That is our deen. This is the way. The deen is the fulfillment of the supreme resolution. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, لَا دِينَ لِمَنْ لَا عَهْدَ لَهُ. There is no deen for the person who does not fulfill their covenant, who does not keep their resolution. But what about us? Do we keep our resolutions? We slip, we fall, we falter, we lose focus, we get distracted, we get pulled in so many different directions, and we fall off the path, or we get detoured for a while. But it's from Allah's mercy that we always have the opportunity to recommit. We always have the opportunity to get back up and to have a new resolution to fulfill our purpose and start fresh on our journey after we halted and after we stopped and after we got lost on side paths. We don't have to wait until January 1st, 2021. We don't have to wait until the month of Muharram, the first of the Islamic New Year. We don't have to wait until Ramadan to get things right between us and Allah. We don't have to wait until we go for Hajj or Umrah to have that special moment to make things right. We can make it right here and right now. Because that resolution, even if it's broken 1 million times, we can recommit to it at every single moment if we ask Allah's help and if we get up with that intention and with that purpose. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us this. He taught us not to have a resolution only once in a year. He taught us to recommit to that supreme resolution every morning and every evening. Imagine the person who only makes New Year's resolutions and fails every year. Rinse and repeat every year, the same problem. What about the person who has the resolution every morning and every evening? Every single day and night of their life. That is the person who is constantly reminding themselves, taking the dua given to them by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the duas he taught us is the dua known as Sayyidul Istighfar, the master prayer of seeking forgiveness. And in that dua, in it we say, wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'at. And I strive to uphold your covenant and your promise as much as I am able. We could say that means, as we pray to Allah, I uphold my resolution and I commit to my resolution as much as I am able. Why did the Prophet ﷺ tell us to do this every morning and every evening and not just once a year? It's because we get complacent, we get lazy, we get distracted, we fall off the path, we get detoured. So every morning and every evening we're taught to ask Allah Ta'ala to guide us to renew that supreme resolution. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, as we enter this new year of 2021 in the Gregorian calendar, and we leave 2020 behind us, though not necessarily leaving behind its challenges, let us commit ourselves to the supreme resolution, the covenant to live our purpose as Muslims, as ibad, as servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who live a God-centered life and who walk the path of His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in worship and in character and how we deal with other people. Let us recommit to the path every morning and every evening. Let us recommit to that resolution every morning, every evening, and between each of the five prayers, from prayer to prayer, from Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah, from Ramadan to Ramadan, every moment recommitting ourselves to that covenant, having a resolution in between each of these moments. And lastly, let us never lose hope in Allah's mercy and forgiveness. If we have fallen down 1,000 times, Allah is waiting for us to recommit, to come with a new resolution. Even if we fall down 1,000 times, as long as we continue on that path, seeking Allah's forgiveness, seeking His strength and His support, we will have success by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us a bright resolution in our life to live that God-centered life and to make us people of insight, of people who see the value of time, who see the value of resolutions and keep their promises with their Lord. Ameen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, our hopes and our aspirations and needs are not limited to spiritual matters, because we are living in the world. We are in the dunya. And this means we have goals, we have aspirations within this world that will hopefully facilitate a life of worship and a life of gratitude and benefit for others. Many people have made New Year's resolutions and have set them into motion. And it may work for some, but the data shows 92% of people fail within the first month. So I invite all of you, dear brothers and sisters, to consider a mindset shift when it concerns New Year's resolutions. A mindset shift that I feel is healthier and more likely to set us up for success in any resolutions, goals, or habits we wish to build. It starts with understanding that we as human beings are not separate from nature. As human beings, we are not separate from nature. Though human beings are increasingly alienated from nature and the patterns of existence, and we often think in our hubris that we can conquer nature and we are outside of nature, we are in nature and we are a part of the patterns of existence around us. This means that we are also affected by the very same seasonal changes that affect the entire world. Many birds move south for the winter. Bears hibernate in the winter. And in the fall and early winter, the squirrels will gather nuts to make it through the winter. They have their specific ways of survival. And that's because every single season of the four seasons has its own particular energetic qualities, if you will. There are qualities within each season that affect us. And if we act against the pattern of the seasons, we set ourselves up for failure. So what is the nature of winter? The nature of winter, dear brothers and sisters, is simply put, contraction and withdrawal. Because new plants don't sprout in the winter. Winter is a time when nature withdraws It's a time when nature conserves. It grows quiet and still, contracting and withdrawing until the spring. And that means that winter time is a very hard time to create new habits and build. It's more a time of conserving, of slowing down, of going more inward. It's not a time of growth and energetic expansion. Now, the spring is the opposite. It is the season of expansion, of energy, of growth. And as spring blossoms, you can feel the difference in yourself. You feel more energized. You have more energy. You feel more alive. It's easier to make decisions. And that's why we have spring cleaning. We have spring cleaning because we are going with the flow. We're feeling the vibe of the season. So I invite all of you who are making New Year's resolutions to consider this, that New Year's resolutions of building good habits starts ideally in the month where there is that energy, in the month of spring. So using the time of winter, we use the time to conserve and to plan and to make intentions for the growth that we're going to make. So we use this time to reflect and slow down. Now note that what I'm talking about here is about building new habits. I'm not talking about letting go of bad habits, because there's nothing that spring brings us that enables us to let go of habits that we have to wait for it. We can let go of habits in any season. Spring is uniquely the season for creating new habits, where there's energy that requires drive. Winter, fall, spring, summer, any season can be used for letting go of bad habits. So the time of winter is a time of reflection, of making intentions, of planning, of starting slowly, of removing the bad habits so that when we come into the spring, we build the new habits with energy and with focus. And thankfully for us as Muslims, even if we go slightly against this and make plans in the winter, there's still hope, because as Muslims, we plan and then we trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tells us in the Quran that whenever you make a resolution, you make the resolution and then you put your trust in Allah Ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And when you have come to make a decision about a matter, when you have made your resolution, then put your trust in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So nothing is impossible with Allah's help. And nothing is possible without Allah's help. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us wisdom in this year of 2021 Gregorian, to grant us relief from afflictions and trials, to guide us to growth in that way which will benefit us in our deen, in our dunya, in our here and now, and in our hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to enter the new year with gratitude and a resolve to heal, to unify, to strive, to love more deeply, and to give more sincerely, and to work consciously to save ourselves and our families, in our communities and humanity. We ask Allah Ta'ala for the goodness of 2021 and the goodness contained within it. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of the year 2021 and the evil contained within it. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا بقدر عظمة ذاتك في كل وقت وحين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين